100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump told West Point graduates Saturday they were the first class to graduate in the new golden age of America, as he touted some of his initiatives. But his plan to remove diversity efforts led one West Point professor, Graham Parsons, to tell ABC he's resigning.
They're telling us what to think and what to think about. That's not appropriate, and we shouldn't be doing it.
There are Memorial Day events planned across the country tomorrow. President Trump will take part in an event at Arlington National Cemetery. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he wants the president to be able to sign a new spending bill into law by July 4th as he called on the Senate to make minimal changes to the bill that passed the House. Events in Minneapolis today marking 5 years since the murder of George Floyd by a police officer and getting closer to the green flag of the Indianapolis 500. 350,000 people expected to attend. This is ABC News. American steelworkers are reacting to what President Trump called a planned partnership between U.S. Steel and Nippon Steel. They say it'll save thousands of jobs and communities. Andrew Macy's worked for U.S. Steel for more than four decades.
You take the stress of every day not knowing that you'll have a job tomorrow or you'll have a future. That's all over now.
Steel bars unable to keep a group of prison inmates in custody in New Orleans. Five still at large after last week's massive jailbreak. As the search continues, so does the investigation into how they got help. A number of people have been arrested, says ABC's Phil Lipoff.
In addition to the six people who have been arrested for allegedly helping the prisoners escape and evade capture, authorities accuse another inmate, Trevon Williams, of providing shirts and towels to the escapees to help them get through the jail's razor wire. And according to CNN, authorities say they used hair clippers with multiple blades to cut through the cell wall.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly sunny and 68 degrees at 12:03. Look for very nice conditions today with a good amount of sunshine, highs in the upper 60s to possibly the low 70s, winds northeast 3 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight partly cloudy with a low of 43, and on Memorial Day, partly sunny and pleasant with a high of 70. Once again, currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the north-northeast at 9 miles per hour, and our temperature is 68 degrees.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Today is Sunday, May 25th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Construction on County Highway O, starting from Equity Auction Market and extending south to County Highway 00 and Santa Claus Lane, will begin on Tuesday. The road will be closed to through traffic, as construction will have significant impact to travel. MISA Construction will do their best to accommodate travel to businesses and people who live on this stretch of road. This will include working with Pine Valley Community Village to help leave constant access to that facility for visitors and staff. They will notify Richland County Dispatch of the best access practices during the course of this project to ensure safety and best ease of travel. The Richland County Highway Department thanks you for your anticipated patience and look forward to the completion date of October 31st. Over the next several weeks, USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service will conduct the June Agricultural Survey. The agency will contact nearly 92,000 producers across the nation to determine crop acreage and stock levels as of June 1st. Producers can respond to the June Agricultural Survey online at agcounts.usda.gov by phone or mail. You will be asked to provide information on planted and harvested acreage, including acreage for biotech crops and grain stocks. The National Agricultural Statistics Service will publish the data in a series of USDA reports, including the annual acreage and quarterly grain stocks report on June 30th. All NASS reports are available online at nass.usda.gov. Emergencies don't take a holiday. The American Red Cross urges donors to keep the blood supply top of mind and help save lives by making an appointment to give blood or platelets. Immediate access to blood products is a key part of summer safety. With Americans traveling and engaging in water sports, boating, camping, and other outdoor activities this time of year, the risk of accidents increases. Though it can be a busy time, making and keeping blood donation appointments remain a critical priority. Type O blood donors and those giving platelets are essential right now to meet the needs of hospitals. Volunteer blood donors can be the light in a patient's recovery, especially accident victims who may require hundreds of blood units through transfusions. Two blood drives will be held on Tuesday. The first will be from 11:30 to 5:30 at South Elementary School in Reedsburg. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. A blood drive will be held on Wednesday from 10 to 2 at Grace Lutheran Church in Elroy. A fourth blood drive will be held Friday from noon to 4 at Messianic Christian Fellowship in Black Earth. Schedule a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for Wisconsin Urban Forestry Catastrophic Storm Grants statewide from eligible applicants, including Wisconsin municipalities, counties, tribal governments, and 501 organizations. Grants range from $4,000 to $50,000 and do not require a dollar-to-dollar match. The DNR's Urban Forestry Catastrophic Storm Grant Program funds tree repair,
removal or replacement within urban areas following a catastrophic storm event for which the governor has declared a state of emergency. A catastrophic storm is defined as damage to urban forests caused by snow, ice, hail, wind, or tornado. Urban forest damage must have occurred in an area with a minimum of 100 residents per square mile. Residential density is determined from statistics provided by the Wisconsin Demographic Service Center, according to U.S. Census Bureau data. For more information and to apply, visit the DNR's Urban Forestry Catastrophic Grants webpage. Applications are due Monday, June 2nd. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protections is reminding agricultural producers and private landowners to apply for the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. Applications are being accepted on a first-come, first-served basis until June 6 or until the acreage cap is met. CREP is a state and federally funded land management option for landowners and producers needing to set aside agricultural land located along streams, lakes, and wetlands from production. By enrolling in CREP, the landowners benefit from the financial incentives and flexible nature of the program and have reduced financial risk by mitigating issues such as nutrient loss and crop damage from frequent flooding on their marginal agricultural lands. The program offers two different conservation practice options, 15-year agreements and perpetual easements. Those in 15-year agreements receive upfront and annual rental payments with the ability to re-enroll with when their contract expires. Land enrolled in perpetual easement receives a significantly higher upfront payment in addition to annual payments, with potential for selective land use activities to be allowed for 15 years. Additionally, there is no minimum acreage enrollment requirement, giving landowners the ability to implement conservation practices and maintain the agricultural property tax benefits on these enrolled portions while keeping the rest in production. Additional information about eligibility and enrollment can be found on DATCAP's website. To apply, contact your county land conservation department or local farm service agency office. WRCO News Time is 12:12. When WRCO News returns, we'll have this week's Richland County History Moment.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Get ready for a day of sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, brought to you by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join them Thursday, July 17th at the beautiful Viroqua Hills Golf Course as Schmidt Woodland Hills continues celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether you're a pro on the green or just coming for the fun, this outing is about more than golf. It's about connection, community, and caring for others. Proceeds help support the mission of Schmidt Woodland Hills, providing compassionate care and services for local seniors. There'll be prizes, refreshments, good laughs, and great company. Don't miss this special day. Register now by emailing development@schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. That's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. Let's swing into summer for a great cause.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 69 degrees at 12:14. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Kent Thied.
The four Johnston brothers who fought together in the Civil War. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. This is according to Steve Fogo's scrapbook in the Brewer Library, Digital History. Republican Observer, Richland Center, Wisconsin, Thursday, May 25, 1961. It was found on page 14. Many Richland County men trained with the famous 6th Battery of the Light Artillery under Captain Henry Dillon of the Lone Rock Battery. This is one of the most chronicled units that fought in the Civil War, since much of its history is contained in the diary kept by Jenkin Lloyd Jones, and in the long report of its battle experiences it was given then by Captain Dillon. The names of all those that served with this battery are on the statue at Records in the Memorial Park at Lone Rock. Veterans of the 5th are shown at the top of the page, attending to one of their last reunions. Delavan Garthright, out of the East Branch, remembers the four Johnston brothers who fought together in the Civil War. All were in the Battle of Gettysburg, and they were the only four brothers who returned for the reunion on the battlefields now 50 years later. Richard was the father of the late Mrs. Garthright, and in the picture, as you'd find on that same page, you'll see a photo of Richard Johnson and his wife. The former Sarah Caroline Lewis of West Branch. The four brothers, they're shown on the right, Robert, Richard, James, and John. They farmed at Lime Ridge, Smith Hollow, Quaker Valley, and Hawkins Creek, respectfully. And the home place, now operated by Ivan Johnston, Richard Johnston's grandson, is at Hawkins Creek. During this centennial year, it might well be remembered that the North won the battle and the Union was preserved. It's called Decoration Day. It was first observed as a result of a proclamation by General John A. Logan, National Commander of the GAR, in the year 1881. That very same year was the first year that Richland Center would celebrate and observe Memorial Day. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the neglected graves on Oak Ridge, and with it, a forgotten cemetery.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment Number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 1218. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Today is Sunday, May 25th. Ruth
Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93, died April 12th. A celebration of life will be held today at 2 at Grace Community Church. A visitation and meal will begin at the church today at around 1:15. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the International Crane Foundation, Passages, or Grace Community Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Ruth Flaherty is survived by 5 children, Kim and Rod Oswald of California, Laura and Tom Gozinski of Wisconsin, Faye and Mike Shanley of Michigan, Paul and Gail Dotson of Washington, and Ralph and Licia Dotson of Oregon. 19 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and families. Ruth Eileen Shank Flaherty, age 93. Kimberly Jo Kim Blickham Arbogast, age 70, died May 16th after bravely confronting a diagnosis of lung cancer. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made through Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service to the family for a celebration of life, which will be held at a later date. Kim Blickham Arbogast is survived by her son, Isaac Arbogast of Richland Center, daughter, Shannon and Austin Glick of Lone Rock, 3 grandchildren, 1 brother, Tony Treffren of Grand Bay, Alabama, 3 brothers-in-law, Mike Barron, John Butler, and George Coletta, nieces and nephews, aunt, cousins, and friends. Kimberly Jo Kim Blickham Arbogast, age 70. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Cards may be sent to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center for the Tukendorf family. Charlene Tukendorf is survived by 5 sons, Christopher and Mandy Lewicki of Milton, Adam and Serena Volden of Reedstown, Michael and Leslie Hendricks of Reedsburg, Nathan of New Berlin, and Charles Tukendorf and Rebecca Hack of Pewaukee. 7 grandchildren, 1 brother, James Gerblowski of San Francisco, California, many nieces, nephews, cousins, relatives, and friends. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Pleasant conditions across the region. There is a thick blanket of clouds south of Wisconsin associated with a low-pressure area in the southern plains. That's producing some rain over into Missouri and to southern and central Illinois. Looks like that will be staying south of us through tomorrow. Gradually, though, the moisture levels will increase over the next couple of days, and a weak disturbance or two will come through, should bring us some scattered showers, especially Tuesday and Wednesday, some potential of sprinkles even lingering into the end of the week. Temperatures are overall be fairly seasonal, perhaps a little cooler on the days where the showers are hitting during the afternoon, and then possibly a little warmer again by the end of next weekend. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Generally partly cloudy and rather pleasant. High temperature close to 70 with northeast winds between 3 and 8. Partly cloudy tonight, low 43. Tomorrow for Memorial Day, not too bad. Partly sunny, high once again around 70. East wind between 5 and 10. On Tuesday, cloudy skies with areas of light rain. Low 47, high 68. Wednesday, overcast with occasional rain showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. Low 50, high of 64. Thursday, breaks of sun and mild. There is a small chance of a shower or sprinkle. Low in the upper 40s, high near 71. Friday, partly sunny and warmer, maybe some sprinkles again. Low 51, high 77. And next Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. Again for this afternoon, partly cloudy and mild with highs near 70 degrees. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny and 69 degrees after a morning low of 38. Yesterday's high was 68 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1950 is 92 degrees with a record low of 29 that was set back in 1963. Last year's high was 75 with a low of 44. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:29 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:28. Winds are out of the north, northeast at 7 miles per hour. Our barometric pressure is 30.36, and we have received no precipitation so far today. And now our temperature is, we hit the 70-degree mark in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thien. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Hoenig Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
Yesterday, there were a few high school baseball games in the area that were played, and games that had finals include Edgewood beating Platteville 3-2. It was Belleville over Wisconsin Heights, 5-3, and Oregon beat Mount Horeb 2-1. And there's home talent league baseball action in the area this Memorial Day weekend. One game was played last night, and in that game, Reedsburg beat Sauk Prairie by a score of 3-2. There's one game being played today, and that is the Casanova Reds at the Middleton 29ers, and that starts at 1 o'clock today. Then tomorrow, it will be the Mazomani Mustangs at the Reedsburg Pirates. Sauk Prairie Twins at Cross Plains Businessmen. Both games start at 1 tomorrow. And on Memorial Day, there are a few games being played, all of them with 1 o'clock start times. First of all, Belleville will be at Verona, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Arena. Hollandale will be hosting Schulzburg-Benton. It will be Blanchardville hosting Wyota. Dodgeville will be at Argyle, and Muscadet will be at Ridgeway. O'Neill Cruz tripled home Isaiah Kinner-Falefa with two outs in the seventh, and the Pittsburgh Pirates edged the Milwaukee Brewers 2-1. Kinner-Falefa singled off Tyler Alexander with one out. Cruz followed up two batters later by sending a shot to the gap in right center field. The 6'7" Cruz, coming off the first multi-homer game of his career in a victory Friday night, slid headfirst into third, then popped up to celebrate. Spencer Horwitz added two hits and drove in a run for the Pirates, who have won 4 of 5. Caleb Durbin had three hits for the Brewers. And then today, the Brewers are looking to avoid losing that series against the Pirates. So it was a four-game series they played. So if the Brewers win today, they will split that series. And first pitch for that is just about 4 minutes away at 12:35. And you can hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pre-game is currently underway. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, it'll be the Guardians at the Tigers, the Orioles at the Red Sox, the Nationals are hosting the Giants, the Rays hosting the Blue Jays, the Cubs will be at the Reds, the Royals will be at the Twins, the White Sox will be hosting the Rangers, the Astros hosting the Mariners, Diamondbacks will be at the Cardinals, Yankees at the Rockies, the Phillies at the Athletics, Angels will be hosting the Marlins, and the Braves will be hosting the Padres. And in Sunday Night Baseball, it will feature the Mets hosting the Dodgers. On the eve of Shohei Ohtani facing batters for the first time since elbow surgery in September of 2023, Los Angeles Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said the two-way star likely won't return to a major league mound until after the All-Star break. Ohtani is to pitch batting practice before tonight's series finale against the New York Mets. Roberts says he's doing his first simulated game for two innings. In theory, you got to build a starter up to 5-6 innings. He adds, and so just the natural progression, I just don't see it being before that. Boston Red Sox third baseman Alex Bregman will be out for a while with what manager Alex Cora calls a significant right quad strain. The big free agent addition for the Red Sox left their game Friday with tightness in the quad. Turns out it's a similar injury to his left quad strain in 2021, one that cost him 58 games. Cora said that after the Red Sox beat the Baltimore Orioles 6-5 in the first game of the doubleheader on Saturday, that the injury is similar to 2021. The team promoted top infielder prospect Marcelo Mayer to take his place on the roster. Anthony Edwards had 30 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists in just 3 quarters to lead the re-energized Minnesota Timberwolves in a 143-101 victory over Oklahoma City in Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. The Thunder's lead in the series was cut to 2-1. Julius Randle added 24 points, and rookie Terrence Shannon Jr. had 15 points in 13 minutes to highlight a big boost from the bench for the Wolves. They caused all kinds of cracks in the Thunder's NBA best defense after struggling to solve it in two lopsided losses on the road. And today in NBA playoff action in the Eastern Conference, it'll be the New York Knicks at the Indiana Pacers. Tip-off for that contest will be at 7 this evening, and Indiana leads that series 2-0. Nico Mikola and Alexander Barkov each scored twice, and the Florida Panthers scored 5 goals in a 9-minute span of the third period to beat the Carolina Hurricanes, 6-2 last night and move on one win from a third consecutive trip to the Stanley Cup Finals. Jesper Boqvist played for the injured Sam Reinhart, scored the go-ahead goal early in the third for Florida, which now leads the Eastern Conference Finals 3-0. Brad Marchand also scored for the Panthers, and Sergei Bobrovsky stopped 23 shots. Logan Stankonev and Seth Jarvis scored for the Carolina, which now dropped 15 consecutive East Final games. The college football playoff will go to a more straightforward way of filling brackets next season. The CFP will place teams strictly on where they are ranked instead of moving pieces around to reward conference champions. The new format was widely expected after last season's jumbled bracket gave byes to Big 12 champion Arizona State and Mountain West champion Boise State, even though those teams were ranked 9th and 12th by the playoff selection committee. A swarm of people poured through the gates at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Some were shirtless, some wore American flag overalls, other checkered flag miniskirts. The grandstands for the Indianapolis 500 are sold out for the first time since 2016, and IndyCar expects 350,000 people will be on IMS property for today's race. One tunnel at the speedway was closed to motorized vehicles for 4 hours before the race to handle the pedestrian volume. Pato O'Ward, a two-time Indy 500 runner-up and two-time reigning IndyCar champion Alex Palou, are the co-favorites listed at plus 500 by BET MGM. And Rafael Nadal is being celebrated during a ceremony in the main stadium of the French Open on day one of the tournament. Nadal is the 14-time champion at Roland Garros, who retired after last season. The tribute to him is taking place today after the 3-day session matches in Court Philippe Chatrier. He won more titles in Paris than other players won at any major tennis tournament. The 38-year-old from Spain played his last competitive match in the Davis Cup in his native Spain in November, and some were critical of the way he was honored then. This report has been sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
100.9 WRCO. I'll be all right
nice long bath. I must admit, it threw me at first, but I'm convinced I'm over the worst. Oh, I've been down this road a time or two. It's nothing new. Oh, I'll get on my feet and over you. I tell myself that everything will be just fine. Oh, I'm just going through a little downtime.
Pressure burns on. We're gonna find a way from behind the
That was Brandon Scott Jones with Behind the Eight Ball. And before that, we had Jody Messina singing Downtime. I don't know how I goofed that up. I know Jody pretty well. I love a lot of music she performed over the years. But anyhow, right now we are at 70 degrees at 12:45. So enjoy this Memorial Day weekend. And we have some great programming for you as well, because over on WRCE right now, it's the Brewers at the Pirates. The Brewers are looking to at least tie the series and take a split in that series. And right now, the broadcast is underway on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Then right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, we'll have some great music for you during the afternoon. Then coming up tonight will be Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. Bo will be bringing some great classic country music for your entertainment. So be sure to tune in tonight from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Join American Legion Post number 350 for a special veteran show on May 31st at the Cal Center inside Reedsburg High School. The show starts at 1 p.m. Come early and enjoy a hot pork sandwich served up starting at 11 a.m. All to support our local veterans and post number 350. That's May 31st. Great food, powerful stories, and hometown pride. Support those who served. American Legion Post 350.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Hey there, Boscobel and beyond. Mark your calendars for Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event. Coming your way Sunday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. right here in beautiful downtown Boscobel. From handcrafted goods to local treasures, mouth-watering food trucks to tasty treats, there's something for everyone. Bring the entire family, stroll the vendors, and soak up some good old-fashioned summer fun. Calling all vendors. Do you want to join the party? Spots are just $30, but don't dilly-dally. The sign-up deadline is this Friday. So dust off your lawn chairs, grab your friends, and head on down to support local and shop small. It's all happening at Gina and Annie's Summer Vendor Event in downtown Boscobel, Sunday, June 8th. Don't miss it!
For a week and a half, hope you ain't thinking that we're moving too fast. This trip can be whatever you want it to. I'll pick where we're going, you can pick what we do. We could in the water, in the truck, on a blanket till the sun comes up, with each other on the riverbank. Yeah, I'll leave it up to you, baby, fill in the blank. Miles out of town, we can do
truck on a blanket till the sun comes up. With each other on the riverbank, I'll leave it up to you, baby. Yeah, we could do some music real slow till we can't no more. If the clouds roll in, we could in the rain. Yeah, I'll leave it up to you, baby. Fill in the blank. Are endless, baby, fill in the blank.
Dear Lord, can you help me? I've fallen out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy. There's metal in my veins. It's running like the river, filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drum. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming, wondering where and when I fell apart. Oh, I fell apart. I had enough of my demons. Angels only meet you where you are, and I'm in the dark. Shackled in these chains, I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows, it's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming.
Oh,
it's just 9-1.